You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Last week, Don,
yes,
last week, the microphone that Ivan was on wasn't working.
Ooh.
And they could hear him in the background, ooh, young Ivan. But luckily, when we spoke to
what
Kate, didn't we, last
Kate
week?
Save.
Has that taken on a... That's gathered some momentum. We've got a big announcement to make.
Have we?
With Kate Save and Be Fit Food later. We've had inundated with responses to her offer to provide food for people who wrote in, you know, had to write in and say why they wanted to lose weight. Hundreds have contacted Be Fit Foods. Anyhow, she's extending the offer, but we're going to mention that later. Don. Yeah,
could I ask you about your mode of dress or your choice?
No.
No, I will, because it's changed over the last couple of weeks. You've gone for the... Don't go... It's been a conscious effort by you to... You're not into the harsh colours, white today. So I think this has an effect upon your personality. Or persona is a better word, persona. Are we? Is it a deliberate attempt by you?
So
to
Ivan,
water down this harsh persona that you have.
So Ivan's microphone wasn't working last week. And
yes,
so
what about the colours we're choosing now? It was pale white. It was a washed out linen.
Pale white.
No, it was a washed out linen, yellow last
what's
week, which was really nice.
What's the difference between pale white and bright white?
And
Don?
Now we've got white with the black. I've got to compliment you. What about, where's the fashion glasses? The fashion accessory? Oh, we've got a different pair. I like the others. Oh, no, I like the others better.
Do you, Don?
Yes. The,
okay.
The
well,
clear
what,
rims. Where are the clear... Well, get me some clear rim one, will you?
Right.
Well, anyway. Where are they? I'd like...
They're resting at home.
Where?
Well,
can you bring them along?
Right.
What do we do? Go in and buy a poultice of these bloody glasses.
No, we're just spec savers. Now, Don.
Yeah, they're not selling those, are they? Spec savers.
You've got to have them fitted.
But they're the glass. Do you put glass in them?
That's proper optical glass in them.
But hang on, you told me they were non.
They're not.
They're a fashion accessory.
Yes,
you
that's
said.
All. They've got blank optical glass in them.
Like blank optical. Can you have blank optical glass?
Well, they're not. They're not. They
what?
Don't enlarge things. They're just they're fashion items. But
yes.
You can't just don't.
And
go,
you're on the cutting edge of fashion.
They're not plastic.
You're doing a Michael Jackson with one glove on this they're morning as well. And it's a fingerless. Now, why have we got a
shut
fingerless
up,
left?
Don, this is why the doctor gives us writing instructions from Sydney on how to run this podcast. You get on here and you've spoken shit for
No, because
now, Don,
I've asked you relevant questions about
that's
your
not
fashion
a relevant
sense.
Question. Have a look at you.
Yes,
you
what
look
about
like
me?
Laurel and you look like Stan Laurel.
I just asked Shelley upstairs, how do you tie a scarf? I can't get
that's
the scarf.
That's not a scarf. That's
it
a,
is.
That's a thing an Indian woman wears. So you
no,
know,
it's
a
not.
Sari.
Jeez,
or a,
I tell you what, she wouldn't wear this.
Don.
What?
So we're transgressing all the advice that the doctor from Sydney gave us, but I'm going to mention now.
Shout out,
Dennis. Dennis Wade. Do you know who? You wouldn't know who Dennis Wade is.
Is he related to Doug?
Yes, it's his brother
from Horsham.
Well, I'm not sure where
he's
from.
Doug's from Horsham. Where do you think he's?
Doug was from Narrawong.
Is that near Horsham?
He used to say in the politically incorrect days that he comes from the Thin Chinaman, which was called Narrawong. But next to Horsham. It's a little town.
Is it?
Yeah, Narrawong.
Narrawong.
I come from the Thin
Chinaman. So what do they do for entertainment? Breed.
Oh, they go down and watch the traffic lights change. I don't know, Don. They roll the footpaths up at 6 p.m. in the afternoon. Now, Don. So Dennis, Doug spoke to me and he said, Dennis has got one of your caps. You cannot be serious caps.
Dennis!
What?
Dennis has.
What did you shout at me for?
I'm surprised. Why would Dennis... Where does he wear it?
The pot. Where does he wear it? On top of his head, Don.
I understand. But what, down to Horsham when he does his shopping? Fucked.
I know where he lives, but he...
You said Narrowong.
That's where Doug comes from. So Doug said Dennis has got one of the caps and he wears it. And he got it from, now have a listen to this, MichaelChristianMenswear.com.
You so told me they were sold out.
This is his third run of Michael
and
Christian.
Dennis got one. How lucky is
like
Dennis?
Speaking to someone
how lucky
someone
is
speaking,
Dennis?
It's like speaking...
Jeez, they're so rare,
Don,
these
it's
cats.
Like speaking to some. You are like speaking to someone in a mental institution. How many... He's had three runs of the hats, the caps.
Three.
God. And Michael Christian, Remember I said, MichaelChristian.com. MichaelChristianMenswear.com. And then I said, UpYourAss.com. And he said, he rang me and he said, please don't say up your ass. He said, because people have dialed in, have typed in MichaelChristianMenswear.com up your ass. And I said, they didn't take that seriously. He said, they did. He said, so it's not up your ass. It's MichaelChristianMenswear.com.
If
you want one of the caps, and I said they were $39.95, they're not. They're $34.95.
They're a ripoff.
Don, these are fashion accessories, like the glasses.
They're not as good as
people
the glasses.
People are delighted. And Ben, the doctor, one.
No, that was a freebie.
I didn't say he paid for it. I said he's got one.
Well, it was forced upon him.
No, he didn't. He asked for it.
You're joking.
I showed you a picture of it. So MichaelChristianMenswear.com if you want the hats. And Dennis Wade. Now, did you know? Just here's a fact. Did you know this? Doug Wade is... how many goals do you reckon... Where does Doug Wade rank in the all-time goal-kicking list, do you think?
Well, I don't know, but can I say... Well, you tell me about that and then I'll tell you about Doug Wade. You tell me about where he ranks. I'd say about sixth.
No. He ranks fourth in the all-time goal-kicking list. And... I'll tell you who. Lockett kicked 1,360. Yep. He's the
Dunstall's
number one.
Dunstall will be up there.
I'm telling you, Don, because you said you didn't know. Lockett is 1,360. Gordon Coventry is 1,299.
Right.
Jason Dunstall.
Yeah.
Piggy.
Yeah.
The man who looks
Keep going. I'm interested more in the bloody...
Gorilla.
Yeah, come on. And then Doug.
He kicked 1,254. Yeah. And Doug kicked...
900?
He kicked 1,057. Oh, and they are in the elite group who've kicked over 1,000 goals. And under Doug Wade, just a couple of months ago, comes Buddy Franklin, who has kicked, probably won't kick anymore, 1,047 goals. But my point about Doug is that he kicked 1,057 goals in 267 games of football.
Done.
Buddy Franklin kicked 10 less than Doug so far in 345.
That's right.
So Buddy Franklin's played 70 more games than Doug and has kicked 10 goals less.
Gordon Coventry?
How many games did he play?
Yes.
I didn't source that, Doug.
Yeah. So he's
played... But you could source that if you like now.
No, I don't know how to
and
use that.
And I'll source it. Anyhow, so they are in the elite group of 1,000 or more goal kickers. And have a guess who comes under Buddy Franklin. Gary Ablett Sr.
Really?
With 1,031.
Really?
So isn't that exciting? So that's why I said that. That's Doug. But Dennis doesn't...
It's a long way
want...
off my 134 goals. How many did you kick?
110.
Did you really?
Yeah. So, Don, Dennis doesn't want to be known as Doug's brother.
Why?
But he is. Well, Dennis is a man in his own right. But I was just mentioning Doug told me that Dennis has one of the caps.
Talking about Doug Wade, he taught me how, and I think still to this day, he's the best torpedo punt kick I have ever seen kicking for goal. He taught me
Down he taught you.
Sorry, at when you had, shit. Will you shut up? When you had that hairdressing business in Hawthorne, he came across to Glenfrey Oval, yes, in the late 70s.
He would have.
At lunchtime and showed me how to kick the torpedo for goal.
Yep.
There's a real art in the way you
tell
do
us
it,
Don, just in case people are listening and are interested.
He corrected it. It was just like
some of the AFWL women might be listening and they want to know how to kick a torp.
Well, get Doug Way.
No, I'm getting you to tell us.
No, because he corrects and he corrected my tell style, my run up, the way I held the ball, way I dropped it onto my boot. He corrected everything. Because it's peculiar. You used to chip it like a 9-iron.
Do you run your fingers down the seam or the stitching, or do you hold it on an angle? Tell people who are listening.
They're not interested.
They're not?
No. Oh. They want light-hearted banter from you, not.
I'm asking it from you. I'm asking you.
No, they want. They're hanging on light-hearted banter from you.
Oh, here's some light-hearted banter.
What about a shout-out? Shout-outs.
I just did it.
Well, I've got three.
Peter Jones, Percy. His daughter got married down at a winery in.
Where?
I think it was in Geelong somewhere or Fox.
Did he have to get up and speak?
What?
Did Percy have to speak?
Well, if
they'd still giving, be there. They'd still be there if he had to get up and talk.
His daughter away, I presume. And I saw a picture of his daughter, and I tell you what, if that's one of Percy's offspring, his mother must have been a Victoria's Secret model because
Her mother, you mean?
Yeah, her mother. The woman who...
His daughter...
The woman who Percy had a daughter with, if that was how she looked, his daughter, she must have been a Victoria's Secret model because she was a...
What, 100 out of 100?
Fair-looking piece, Don.
Well, what do you rank? What would you rank Percy, about 9 out of 100? 10 out of 100 as what far is? As looks go?
Looks? Yeah. Well, it's in the eye of the beholder, Doug. It's in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah, but I mean to get across... And produce such an offspring. I mean, there must have been strong genetics on the other because Percy wouldn't have contributed at all.
Well, only for 8 seconds of dizziness while he was doing the job. And after that, I think she was on her own. He's got a chiselled face, Percy, hasn't he?
But chiselled.
Chiselled. It's a well-worn face. I think he's been knocked around a bit within the football, like we all have done. I think he's had his nose broken. And
he can't walk.
He looks like he's got those eyes. He's got
what type of eyes?
Like
cow eyes?
Not cow eyes. I wasn't going to say cow eyes. He's got like a spaniel eyes.
Spaniel, cocker spaniel.
Like a cocker. But
those ones that hang. Do you reckon he could have plastic surgery? Well, he could bring that lower lid up a bit.
He wouldn't be interested in having plastic.
Why?
Well, because he's reclining now down the coast. And he's an ex-coach of Carlton and a great ruckman, and you played against him, Don. And you used to say hello to him at the start of the game, and it took him 5 minutes to reply.
How did he go with his pre-game address? Do you think it finished after the game?
Anyhow, so his daughter got married, a very good-looking
fair piece.
Man.
Fair piece, in your words.
Well, that's the old jargon. You'd say a fair piece, fair average, FAQ, Don. That's a
free
government term.
House.
Fair average quality.
I thought that
means very, very good. And then I mentioned Phoebe.
Oh, Phoebe.
Now, Phoebe, I look up, I just flicking through the papers for a reason on...
Where is she?
I don't know where she is.
She was at the air... where would they call that thing where the planes fly?
Yeah, an airport.
The airport. Wasn't she at the airport?
Did you say what did they call that thing where the airplanes
where
land?
Where the planes land.
That'd be the airport. Okay. Yep, she was coming back from an assignment. I think she'd been up at... I don't know where she'd been.
They used to call them aerodromes, didn't they, when we were young? Airports, aerodromes.
Yeah, they probably did, Don.
Yes, and an aerodrome.
When the Wright brothers, Orville and
Frank. Well, that's right.
Frank,
that's when it was.
Yeah, they're an aerodrome. Phoebe, I notice I was reading the paper on Sunday. Do you know the most... this is... I wonder who's running the sports editor, who is the sports editor of the Herald Sun or the Sunday Herald Sun, on Saturday for the one of the great sporting events in the world. There's probably the World Cup soccer, maybe the Olympics. Maybe
the Olympics.
Well, the World Cup soccer is the biggest.
Bigger than the Olympics?
Yeah, bigger than the Olympics.
Oh, come on.
There's more interest in World Cup soccer than... Oh. This is my opinion.
Oh, your opinion.
Yeah, this is my. This is what we give here on this show, yeah. Don, opinion.
Where does AFLW rank?
In world standing?
Well, is it on your list? You've got World Cup soccer?
Well, if you'll let me finish, Don. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, World Cup soccer is the biggest sporting event in the world, I reckon. Then maybe the Olympics. Then, wait for this, Don. Then, although it's devalued...
Tour de France?
Well, maybe, but I'd put the Grand Prix, Formula One Grand Prix above that. That has tremendous interest.
Which event?
The Formula One Grand Prix.
I understand it moves around the world.
Caravan.
Which one?
That doesn't matter. The actual event, the Grand Prix. I'm saying this. It's huge interest in motorsport. And then, if not more than, but right beside it would be the MotoGP. The MotoGP that was down at Phillip Island on...
The bikes.
Absolutely. The bikes are huge around the world. Do you know what the Herald Sun, or the Sunday Herald Sun, on Sunday, the day of the race, devoted to the MotoGP on the best MotoGP circuit in the world, Phillip Island? Do you know how much space they devoted to it? They devoted half a page, 8 pages from the back, from the back, and the other 7 pages were done with... the cricket, netball.
As long as netball got a run.
Netball got a run.
Good.
Cricket, netball. The AFL draft had 78 pages of the AFL draft, and they had half a page on the MotoGP, which was down at Phillip Island. I watched it live. A fantastic race.
Really?
Best motorsport racing in the world. And... Do you know how fast? I know you probably won't, but this staggered me because they show the speed up on the insert as they go down the, I think, the Gardner Straight, Wayne Gardner Straight.
They've still got Lukey Cordner. Len Lukey used
Lukey
to race.
Lukey Heights, yes, but they've named...
He used to race down there.
They've named the McDoohan Corner.
Yeah. What
they've
about Len Lukey? Mufflers.
Jack Miller. Yeah, don't worry about Lukey Mufflers. I'm just telling you, they've named them after the great bike riders. Casey Stoner, who
won. So does it change when they put a car race there?
It's a good question, Don. I presume it might.
Okay.
I presume it might. Good question. And Casey Stoner, who won six. He won Australian Grand Prix, Australian MotoGPs. Do you know how fast they go down?
340.
350.
Do they?
350K down
how
the straight.
How would you be on a bike?
On a... fucking bike.
Bike.
And if that is not... they are the best sports men,
how
women,
people. How would you control
people.
A bike?
It is extraordinary. And that race was fantastic. And you can tell the genuine intent of the commentators who go all around the world. They genuinely love coming here because you can't fake enthusiasm and sincerity.
Why do you think they like coming here?
Because...
The penguins?
What?
The penguins at Phillip Island?
I got a feeling the penguins wouldn't be high on that because the course, the aesthetics of that course, it is just carved out of. It's not man-made, as in done on a computer. It's just carved out of the topography and the ocean in the background, and it is fantastic. And they love it. And the best sportsman, woman, person in the world at the minute, in my opinion, is a bloke called Marc Márquez, who is just the best motorbike rider, won 7 world championships. But he was there, and he has had horrendous injuries. So anyhow...
McHorn?
I don't know. Mick might have been there. Mick.
He was a bike rider. He's got a bike.
I know. We interviewed him here.
Yeah, I know.
He was beside the late Peter Brock when he crashed.
But he's into bikes.
I know. I know. Mick Hone, his name is.
H-O-N-E.
Well, you said horn.
Well,
H-O-N-E. Don't say H.
H-O-N-E.
I listened to someone say he contributed.
Yeah, I saw that.
He said he contributed. Yes. I said, could the man speak properly?
Yes.
He's contributed.
That was on television.
Yeah, he contributed.
I saw that.
How many
I thought
times
of you
did he
too.
Say it?
I thought of
about?
You.
I was watching it. And
Well, I should have rung you.
What was it? Is he talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. It was on a news thing. I thought
it was.
He. I said, shit, he has it. And I
he
looked
said
again.
He's contributed.
I thought, is that the way you pronounce it? I wonder if Johnny thinks about it.
Because they read it and they just have no idea what
contributed,
they read.
Contributed, he said.
Contributed, it is.
No, yeah,
I
but
know.
He said contributed.
I know he did.
Contributed.
So anyhow.
ABC, wasn't
Mick
it?
Mick Hone. It's not Mick Horn. Horn is H-O-R-N or H-A-W-N.
Well, yeah, it depends on where you put the finish.
Hone is H-O-N-E's name, isn't it? Mick Hone? He was in here.
Yeah, I know. I see him in Sorrento.
So the reason I brought up Phoebe.
Oh, the reason back to Fiona.
Well, because
she's not in anymore.
Because
have
I was saying, her? I looked up the Herald Sun, Sunday Herald Sun, and she is sort of a gossip columnist.
Yeah,
but now she does a column called
what?
If Fiona Burns, Melbourne VIP.
Are you in it?
Well, I'm not in it.
Why? You used to be a VIP.
Oh, no, she said I was.
You'd slip down the ratings a bit.
Yeah, no, not an A-lister. We're B and C-listers.
No, no, you were an A+.
Oh, no.
Hey, where are you now?
I'm not even
rated. Aren't you out and about?
No, I'm not rated, not at all. So she does Melbourne VIP.
Right.
And I read through all the, I didn't recognise one name in the Melbourne VIP.
Well, she's starting a list.
That shows how much I am out of touch.
You're right on the cutting edge. Don't you worry
Melbourne
about
VIP,
that, Johnny.
You know what VIP stands for, don't you?
Very important person.
Well done, Don. I just so that's
just try me that, out. There is a cleaning service called VIP.
That's
too.
An acronym. An acronym. VIP is an acronym.
Right.
Do you know what an acronym is?
No.
An acronym is a word pronounced with the letters of each word that you can actually say. Yeah. So UNESCO, Qantas. VIP, VIP, but things like that you can't pronounce the word because they have no vowels in it as not an acronym, unlike a lot of people who say it is. Now, that's that. And, you know, we're also going, we've been invited, Don.
Invited?
What?
Invited where? This is news to me.
I was about to tell you we've been invited and you said invited? Invited where? I was about to tell you.
Well, you tell me off air. Because I mightn't want to go.
I just said we've been invited.
Well, I mightn't want to go anywhere.
Well, you don't have to go. I just said we've been invited. We haven't been compelled to go. We've been invited to go to a seminar on
what?
Marijuana oil. Because we speak about it here and we've been invited to go. There's a big... don't know if it's a convention, but it's a big gathering.
Are you still on it?
What?
Are you still on it?
On the invited list?
No, on the marijuana right.
I am.
So am I. I've given away all those anti-inflammatories.
So, Don, so because you speak about it here and they probably invited us to come along so that they could actually give us some information so that we actually do know what we're talking about more.
I think we'd know more than they would, wouldn't we?
I wouldn't think so.
Don. Seeing we're on it.
And you know who we might see there? The man who's become a celebrity. He's a VIP. I didn't see
don't
him
tell
in
me.
Fiona's, Phoebe's column in VIP.
Rod Law.
Who? What? What'd you say then?
Rod Law.
Rod Law?
He'd
the
be
Rocket?
There,
what would the Rocket be?
Well,
during
a
Rocket's
VIP. You just got me going. You said, you ever guess who'd be there now?
Well, why would
I
he be there?
I don't mix socially. I never come to Melbourne except for this.
Why would the Rocket
and he,
be there?
You and he are the only people I know in Melbourne.
The Rocket. Holy mackerel. So Don, do you know who is... I didn't see this person or his wife in...
Is he married?
Who?
This person you're mentioning.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Well, when I mention his name, you'll know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you don't know whether he's married, so don't assume.
Who?
The man you're going to mention. Always never assume. It's like this gender thing. You just don't call them Mr. and Mrs. They might have a bit of a bent
okay,
strip.
Well, I don't know if he's married, but he's track and square with this
with
woman.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course I'm sure. I'm telling you who would probably be at the convention or whatever it is. The man who could have been in Phoebe's VIP pages, but I didn't see his name, Dr. James Stewart. Remember, he was signing autographs at the grand final?
Oh, yeah, you told me about him. And is he getting a bit of a big head? Why would he set up at the grand final? Did he have did he have a card table? Did he sit down at what, in front of
Don,
the queue?
Did
he have a sign up on Jimmy Stewart? Don, do you want a signature?
Just as an aside, I said I think I saw Dr. James Stewart in the distance signing autographs. It mightn't have been him.
Well, don't bring that up. Because
I think it was him, but don't say he's got a big head.
Take you literally. It's like Michael Christensen dot arsehole or whatever you call it.
Michael Christensen. Michael Christian.
Talking about
arseholes. Michael Christian menswear.com. Not up your ass.
Listen, talking about arseholes, I came to a startling revelation yesterday. I went to a public convenience.
A what?
A public convenience.
Yeah.
Have you ever sat on the toilet at the public convenience and the bloody seat moves and you're just about, you go to wipe your bum and you fall off to the side because some fat-ass person, I reckon that our society has developed to get gargantuan proportions. And you, the seat, you know, on the toilet, the plastic seat, and you get on and you've just got to balance. You can't sit because these fat-ass people have sat on the seat, moved the configuration behind, the bolts, and so when you go to wipe your bum, you nearly fall off to the side.
How very interesting or appropriate you've mentioned that. I'll just get onto that in a minute.
What, fat-ass men?
Yes, no, just hang on a minute. Don, if I ever had to go to a public convenience, I would never sit on the seat. I would lift the seat up and sit on the
Porcelain?
Yes.
It's cold.
Oh, well, what, are you going in there to warm your ass or have a crap? A blute? You're going to evacuate your bowels, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, so I would put having a cold ass over the cleanliness of sitting on a plastic seat that everyone else has sat on. And I'd put some paper down behind.
Where?
I was about to tell you. I'd put some paper down behind the, where you're cracking.
Around the rim?
Yes. So that you're
what
not.
What are you, precious?
Well, I don't like to sit in everyone else's feces or remnants of it or dribbles. What?
You flush it.
I'm talking about sitting on the seat. In fact, what I'd do is I'd hold it till I got home. I wouldn't be sitting.
Have you been to Singapore?
Moving right along, Don.
Singapore.
They
squat. Oh, yeah, you got to kind of do a right angle squat.
Over a hole.
Over a hole.
Yeah.
I was frightened of falling in.
So you mentioned about fat. So I was taken to task by a man we gave a shout out to. He's a good man, a man who's got very good coffee. You remember me mentioning a man who had very good coffee at 18 Pence Lane? Well, he said I was listening to the podcast. He's got one of the caps. He said I was listening to the podcast. He said, and you're a bit tough. He said a bit tough on overweight people. And I said no. I wasn't tough.
Is he overweight?
No, he's solid.
No, he's overweight.
He would think he's overweight, but he's solid. He's
no, not, I'm asking you.
He's a big, solid man.
Well, he's overweight.
Don, this is not...
Where's this coffee shop?
You've been to it. That's what? When you harassed the woman who you said, could you take the mask off? I want to look at your face.
Did she ever?
And I had to escort you out to the car and say, Don, you cannot speak to people like that because she could have you up on a charge of harassment. So, Don, he said, and I took it on advisement and I'm taking it now. Remember last week when I said there were pictures of models, overweight women, but they can be men, but overweight women modelling clothes and bikinis and stuff.
That's the way society's gone.
Don, and I said, by doing that, we just make it sound all right that it's okay to be overweight. Now, I don't care how heavy you are or what you do, but why are we, and I said, this was the point of it, why do companies glorify the fact that they can sell their product by having overweight people model them?
Because they're catering for the market, John.
So, Don, so someone who is aesthetically pleasing, that is not overweight, can model the same clothes, and people who are overweight, if they want to buy them, would say, I reckon I'd look good in that, and they can go and buy the oversized clothes that the people who are modelling aesthetically pleasing. But if you have overweight people modelling things, and people just say, well, it's okay to be overweight. Now, if you want to be overweight, that's fine, but it is not healthy for a whole lot of reasons. It's not healthy to be overweight. And this is what we're doing with Kate Save. We're doing...
Is she overweight?
You've seen Kate Save. She's as...
What, taut, trim, taut and terrific?
Well, she's all that. So
does she eat her food? Does she eat the food she produces, do you think? Oh, is she an advertisement for her own food?
Well, we didn't ask her. That's the only question we didn't ask her when she was in. I'm sure she would. Wouldn't you put your money where your mouth is, Don? Anyhow, we've got some information about Kate Save, not about her, but we've got some information about her company, because they're going on a campaign and we're going to join her just temporarily. We're going to join her to try and give a whole lot of people. You wait till I read out. Remember when she said, well, if you can ring in or write in to Kate Save, what is it? BeFitFood.com. Mightn't be .com, but BeFitFood. You can look it up. Remember when we said, now, she said, well, if you write in and say why you'd like to be part of a $500 package to win free food or something, well, she was inundated, seriously inundated, you think I'm making this up, seriously inundated with hundreds of people who listened to this podcast and got onto her website and said why they want to be, they could have made all the stories up, but some of them were heart-wrenching, Don. I have had asthma for 20 years and I've been overweight, and I think if I got onto Kate Save's Be Fit Food, I would have a better disposition. I'm just making the... I can read some of them out later, if you could be bothered. I'll read some of them out later, but we're going
no,
to...
No, you're not going to put a name to them, I hope. Yeah, you might embarrass the person who wrote.
Well, they're Christian names. They're just Frank from...
Don't mention, because he might... There might be a...
Well, I'm making that up, Don.
Oh, okay. Then.
Frank from Caulfield said,
yeah, okay,
I have been morbidly overweight and my love life has dropped off, but now I want to try and re-engage with the opposite sex. Well, he didn't say the opposite sex. He said re-engage with a partner. Could be
Would
man,
Frank
woman,
be Jewish
or
living
beast.
In Caulfield?
A big pun?
Would Frank be Jewish living in Caulfield? Would it be the Caulfield part near Balaclava?
Well, seeing as I made his name up, and the suburb, it's... Oh, gee. Oh, seriously, mate. Honestly.
Can we have a break?
No.
It's giving me the shits.
Hang on. When's the doc ringing in?
I've got a lot of topics now, to bring up, and I haven't brought up one.
So, Don, when you got here, you went straight upstairs.
Shelley, I'd rather talk to Shelley than you.
Well, now, we've got a whole lot of information, but I'm going to ring off now because we've been... Because the doc, the last time
I've
we spoke...
I've got something to bring up with him,
the
too.
Last time we spoke to the doc, yeah, we spoke to him for 40 minutes and we hadn't recorded him.
You, and you went off your bloody tree blaming everybody else.
I blamed
except
you.
Yes, and your son, Jack, right, for talking about the marriage. I've never seen a 75-year-old carry on like you
settle
did.
Settle down, Don.
Jeez,
so what we're going to do, Don... We're going to have a break.
Thanks.
And then we're going to speak to the doc from Sydney, and then we're going to come back and...
Good.
Finish all the other things.
No interviews today.
Well, we're going to mention Kate Save's Be Fit Food
but
competition.
Didn't you organise an interview?
I asked you to organise that woman.
People are starting to give us a miss.
No, they're not.
They are. They don't want to come on.
On the contrary, Don, they're clambering to come on.
No,
I can tell you all the people who have asked.
Rang up
through. Intermediaries, can they
really
come on? So what we're going to do, Don, we're going to try and set up the phone so that when the doc calls in...
It's going
to
work.
We can take it. So we're going to have to get your friend from upstairs to come down and make sure that it works. So that's it. We've got plenty of stuff to talk about. I haven't started yet.
Good.
So
come on, sign off.
Hang on. Let me just tell me what I'm doing here. Here we go.
Cause you ain't